Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you know anyone with superpowers? Well, we may have stumbled upon somebody.
Mm-hmm.
A hero of sorts. This happened, I think this is in Georgia, Caitlin? Somewhere down south.
South of the Mason-Dixon line.
Without a doubt.
And she is buff.
No,
yes.
She is cut.
Yeah.
She's, I guess, taking a walk Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Yeah.
And she's taking a walk, she's looking around, and all of a sudden she sees a deer stuck in a gate. And
you
guess
know those
what?
Gates, you know those gates, Jamar, that they put up before we do the Santa Claus parade? That, you know, those kind of temporary gates?
I know what you mean. The ones that kind of look like bicycle
tracks.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a crowd barrier, right?
Yes.
You've got metal bars close together, and a deer is stuck in between these two bars. And this woman is going on a big hike. She sees this happening and decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to superwoman this and pull the metal bars apart.
Listen to Superwoman.
Stop! Wait! Okay.
And that's her pulling the bars apart, and you hear the deer's hoofs click, 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 click.
This
click,
is
click,
a baby deer. Like, she is pulling it apart, like, you know, willing it to open.
It's great.
Yeah.
And she's kind of burning it, too. She's at points being like, you got to learn how to jump. Like, you need to learn how to jump.
Well, not only that, but it happened again. Minutes later,
walking across
the
park.
Same deer gets stuck in another gate. And what does Superwoman do? What a Superwoman does.
You done got stuck again? Oh, hell no. Girl, I swear, this girl here, what is wrong with this girl? You need to learn how to jump, boo. What is going to happen when I'm not here? Why you didn't jump? I'm going to help you one more time. This one's harder.
That's the deer.
Y'all better not get stuck again.
So what happened to you today? Well, I freed the deer, the same one, twice.
You guys have got to check out this video. We just put it up on our Instagram, at Chum1045. Wow.
She's
Superwoman.
My Shiro.
Yep. She's the best.
She's your Dero, actually.
Yeah. Oh,
technically.
No.
But all right. Shout out to all the Superwomen out there. There's one amongst us.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know, let me know.
In trending food news, McDonald's is introducing the PLT, the first plant-based burger. So it's the plant, lettuce, tomato. It's a Beyond Meat-based burger. It's going to be tested out at 28 locations here across Southern Ontario. It's going to be available for 12 weeks starting on September 30th.
Don't change the fries. That's all I know.
Don't change the fries. Okay. Now, it's important to point out that it's going to be it's going to be made on the same grill that other burger patties will be prepared on. And so for some vegans who would want it prepared on a separate grill, that ain't the case.
Okay.
But the patty itself will be Beyond Meat. So if that's something you're interested in, the countdown is on, 3 days away from getting your PLT. Marilyn, what do you have to say?
Nah. You're talking to a person who loves hamburgers.
I know.
But that's okay. Everyone has their thing.
There's something for everyone.
Yes.
That's what they're trying to start. So, but I look over at your face and you're just like, I don't know if I'm going to eat this.
Wendy's needs to bring back, where's the beef?
Oh, yeah.
That lady.
Yeah. Remember a couple weeks ago I talked to Jane Fonda? I said to her, what's your cheat meal? And she, you know how fit she is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
She's going to be 82. She said, it's a hamburger.
Really?
Cheese on it and a pickle and everything. I went, way to go, sister.
Juicy.
She was happy about that.
It's good
that.
Enough for Jane, then.
It's good enough for anybody.
Great minds, burger alike over there. Although I will say, I have really enjoyed the plant-based burger options that I've tried out so far. Okay.
I just don't know what's in them, and I think there's too many things in them.
Okay.
For me. Anyway.
Okay. Enough. It kind of related to plant-based things. There is a global climate strike happening today, and here in Toronto, tens of thousands are expected to gather in Queen's Park to demand action on the climate crisis. So as any Torontonian knows, a large gathering of people somewhere downtown likely means Traffic issues. So the protest begins around 11 a.m. Marching is going to start at noon, and it's going to end at 2 p.m. So the whole thing begins at Queen's Park. It's going to head east on Wellesley, down Bay, across Queen, and then back up University. If you're attending, obviously, the most environmentally friendly way to attend is on the TTC. So there's going to be extra subway services and buses on standby if they need it. So if you are going to be, you know, think of your lunch break. Maybe you have a half day today because it's Friday. If you're going to be around Bay, College, Dundas, Queen, it's going to be busy around noon. So plan your route accordingly. And last but not least, new music from Diplo and the Jonas Brothers. I think you should be alone with me, because we don't have to be lonely. We don't have to be lonely.
Well, that sounds great.
That's that Diplo portion right there, the Diplo production.
Ah, it sounds good. What a great merging.
That's the new track and video. It's called Lonely. It's Diplo under his new country moniker, Thomas Wesley. So, I don't know. Let us know what you think about it. You can text us what you think, 104536, any old time. Look who's sitting right next to me right now.
Hi, good morning.
E-talk's Tracy Melcher.
It's me.
You have an exciting new project that we're going to talk about coming up in entertainment.
I do, and it's a bit of a drag.
You are so perfect for this.
Okay.
I'm so happy for you.
I feel like everything has been working towards this moment.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, that's coming up in entertainment. All right, we'll be with you in a couple minutes, Tracy.
Let's talk to our friends at E-talk for the entertainment update, Tracy Melcher.
Good morning.
Morning. Happy Friday to you, by the way.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Big news. Big news.
Hit us with the big news, Tracy.
Canada's Drag Race is coming to Crave TV in 2020. Woo. And it's an all-star lineup of judges. We've got Brooklyn Heights, who's a runner-up in RuPaul's Drag Race. We have
From Toronto.
We have Stacey McKenzie.
I just ran into her last week.
She is the best.
She's the best and funny.
She knows how to work a runway. Mm-hmm. You know, she was handpicked by Calvin Klein. And we also have Jeffrey and Boyer Chapman. And Jeffrey Boyer Chapman is such a triple threat. He's from Edmonton. He's an actor. He's a singer. He's a dancer. And we've also seen him on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
And there's one other person that's going to be on it.
You
know, I didn't bury the lead. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do my due diligence. I'm going to be Canada's first squirrel friend.
Yes.
Oh, good.
So explain.
What is a squirrel friend?
How's that going to work? Yeah.
What is a squirrel friend? So you're like, you know, I'm your squirrel friend. So I'm going to be making house visits to the queens. I'm going to be guiding them, maybe with their media challenges. I don't want to give away too much, but we're going to have a fun time.
I've never seen this show, but people absolutely freak out every time I hear it.
Amazing.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's so much fun to watch. It really is. 2020.
10 episodes are going to feature 12 queens. Yes. Coast to coast
it's
queens.
So great. I met Brooklyn yesterday.
Isn't she amazing?
She is so tall.
So tall.
And so fabulous. And I thought, my gosh. And so happy, and so elegant, and the looks
that she serves are incredible.
Yeah, her Instagram is one to follow. That's for sure.
That's it.
Okay, so then
we have another announcement with a performer whose hips don't lie, and another one whose love don't cost a thing. Shakira and J-Lo are teaming up for the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, what is that Richter scale going to be in Miami?
Oh my God, there's going to be so much shaking.
So much dancing. I mean, Shakira is, and people are like, oh, Shakira. I'm like, no, Shakira maybe not in like our neck of the woods, but internationally, Shakira is as hot as J-Lo is right here, right now. Yeah. 02/02/2020, right? February 2nd, 2020.
That's great. I love the NFL.
Yes.
But being a former cheerleader for the Calgary Stampeders.
I love those pictures.
I'm telling you.
I love those pictures.
You know
of
who's
you.
Doing the halftime show for the Grey Cup?
Oh my gosh, Keith Urban.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's going.
Nice.
He's
so I wasn't
going
to trying
Calgary.
To jump
no,
on
no.
your
NFL. No, no, but
bit,
I just thought about we mentioned NFL and I love that, but the Grey Cup, let's not forget, and that happens in November.
Absolutely. Liz was in Nashville with Keith Urban. He made the announcement on E-Talk
That's
last
right.
night.
So E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock. It's on CTV, and we'll see you later.
I'm going to go look for some nuts somewhere.
There you go. Okay. All right. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
Pop culture completely ruined your name. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So, your husband is the lucky guy.
Yes, he is.
Who, before 2000 and on whatever that time happened, you know, being named Chris Brown was cool.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess it was just like John Smith.
Until that thing happened.
That's right. I'm still that thing.
What happens when people see his name?
Well, when we call, like, to make a reservation at a restaurant, sometimes the person, like, kind of pauses or laughs. So they'll say, uh-oh, is Rihanna coming too? Look out.
Come on.
And he gives them, like, the side, and he's like, that's not the first time I've ever heard that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're putting up with it. That's good, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a good joke, and it's a fun little story, I guess, to share and tell.
Okay.
Thank you for talking to us today.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Say hello to Chris Brown.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Bye.
Her husband. Exactly.
I know. I feel badly for her, but she's taking it, you know.
Yeah, they're taking it nicely.
Yeah,
they're taking
that's
it
right.
nicely. Texter says, my name is Daria. I often get associated with my name is Daria with the cartoon. Daria? You guys remember that cartoon?
I do not know that one. Do you know that one, Caitlin? I love Daria.
You love
Did
Daria?
You? Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure she get. Do you guys remember Beavis and Butthead? On
yes. yes. Yeah.
Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. That's what they used to call the person Daria.
Oh,
the
no.
That wasn't very nice. Okay. Stacy gets the Stacy's mom's jokes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Right. Forget about that.
Jesse. Actually, this whole thing started on Twitter because of a person named Jesse. Who was tired of being called, Jesse's girl?
Jesse's girl.
Yeah,
or Gary's girl.
Gary's girl, as we found out yesterday.
It's a song about a guy who wants to steal Jesse's girl. He's a screw that guy. Because he's Jesse.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell us about how pop culture completely ruined your name. I'll take pop culture ruined my name for $500, Alex. And the answers are incredible. Man, we have a listener of this show whose actual name is Jennifer Lowe.
J-Lo.
She is literally J-Lo.
That is so funny.
She's more J-Lo than Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
Okay.
That is pretty cool.
Someone just simply texts in, Nicola. Ricola commercial.
You know, it's good when the person or the item is a good thing, but when it's not a really good thing, sometimes that'll be really tough.
Okay. Yeah. Like being the chubby kid and your name is Willie. Around the time when Free Willy came out.
Oh, kids are so cruel.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Or how about being named Alana Morissette, Maurice.
No freaking way.
And everyone would always say, oh, isn't it ironic?
Oh, don't you think?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure all the Annies hate Michael Jackson for Annie, Are You Okay? As well as Diana. Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
All the time. Kiara says she hates Drake for the Kiki song. Kiki, do you love me? Because she gets hit every day. Someone says my husband is named Austin. Everyone calls him Austin Powers. The funny thing is his two middle names are literally Michael Myers. Austin Michael.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. That's weird.
That is very.
That's really weird.
That's very, very coincidental. Hey, Marilyn and Jamar.
Yeah.
Got to tell you, my name is French. It's spelled J. Sabel. English people pronounce it Jezebel. It's a big issue, especially when we tried to baptize my kid a couple weeks ago. The priest refused to baptize him because my name is Jezebel.
What?
What's in a name?
That's in the Bible. not a good character.
You don't want a Jezebel at the at the baptismal font.
Oh, the agnostic over Jezebel. Here has no idea what's going on.
Right. I'm sorry. Okay, that's a Bible class. Hi, Chubb. What's your name?
Fiona.
Enough said. Shrek jokes all day, huh?
Absolutely. But it's good on my part, but my husband gets called Shrek.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that stinks. All right. Well, hey, Fiona's a pretty name.
And I'm a teacher, so the kids always want to know what your first name is.
Yeah, yes, they do.
So I always tell them, I'm Princess Fiona. And the younger they are, the more they believe me.
Yes, exactly.
That's precious. That's great. Thank you, Fiona. Sorry, say hello to Shrek for us.
Okay.
Good morning, caller.
No. It's, hey, Brittany.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I had to.
Oh, sorry, that's right. Hey, Britt. It's Brittany.
Brittany, I'm so sorry about that. And like, Britney Spears will forever be Britney Spears. Like, it's just how it happened.
Oh, yeah. The one name I didn't need.
I know. What else do you get from people?
Honestly, I usually get the Britney Beyonce part all the time.
Oh, do you?
And now every time we go to restaurants, like Britney Spears?
Oh,
and I'm like,
geez.
Oh, actually, yes, it is, actually.
I know. Like, how do you even... It probably gets tired fighting that fight, right? You just go with it now?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, at least you control your own money.
There you go.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for your call.
No problem.
Wait a minute. Wait a second.
This yes? Justin, our producer Curtis just told us, not only is your name Brittany, but you married a guy with a last name Spears?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding.
We just got married, too, so now I'm officially named Brittany Spears.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was worse before, but now it's legal that I am officially Brittany Spears.
Oh, my gosh, Brittany. That's
Brittany.
Hysterical.
What was that conversation like when you met this gentleman?
Well, at first I was like, ooh, I don't know. This last name, I don't think I could ever do this. I really don't think we can continue this relationship.
And then you fall in love with him. You're like, I have to because I love him.
Uh-huh. I know. And everyone's like, are you going to change your last name? And I'm like, at this point, we just run with the whole thing now. Our wedding, every song was like, everything we kind of did, we incorporated Britney Spears, but...
Hey, your first dance wasn't toxic, was it?
No.
Just to make sure. Okay. Brittany, you're our hero. That is a great story. I mean, Brittany and then marrying a guy named
Spears. What are the chances of that happening?
Come on.
Both names are spelled differently, but you still get it no matter
okay.
what.
Okay.
All right.
Very funny. Thank you for listening to Chum.
No problem. Thank you.
Wow. I'm floored.
She went ahead with it anyway.
Okay.
She didn't want to keep her maiden name. She loves him that much.
All right.
Well,
wow.
All right.
There is a Britney Spears and a J-Lo just minutes away from us.
Wow.
All right. Very cool. All right. Well, shout out to all the Sabrinas out there. You're no longer T-Lane witches. Shout out to all the Adrians and the Roxans. We see your text messages.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.